So we were teased by this story the other day in our meeting, and we were told that it's one of the top three greatest stories ever told, and to get ready and to prepare ourselves and to exercise today to prepare for it. So we did.
Yeah, we needed 3 days to get ready for this story.
This is the story of Danny and the Rat.
So I took an extra day off last week to make a nice little weekend trip to San Francisco to go stay with a good buddy of mine and go see the Wilco at the Fillmore. Amazing venue. Great show. They were doing five nights there, and we caught the second to last night. Just a nice, relaxing dude getaway weekend. So Sunday morning, we get up to watch football ball, and we fly out later that afternoon, around the middle of the Cowboy game. We headed to the airport. So sometime in the morning before the noon kickoff, I get a text from my kid who was staying at my house while I was out of town. It says, "Hey, dude, almost about to leave your place.
Hey, dude.
Yeah. Almost about to leave your place. Thanks for letting me use your laundry. By the way, I just saw a mouse in the kitchen from the couch, so you may want to get a couple of traps. I yelled at it, and it hid."
So here's your kid sitting on the couch.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Saw, dude, and everything, and he's like, "Hey! Get out of here!
Get out of here, mouse!" So I said, "Crap, okay, a mouse or a rat?" "He's been to college." He goes, "Is the difference that rats are bigger?" "Yeah, and bonita fish are big too, kid." And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, "IDK, man, I don't know. Maybe a rat. Had a good-sized tail. Wasn't huge, though. It happened real quick." "Popped out about halfway. I yelled at it and stomped, and it took off back towards the fridge."
To its home.
So that's what I have to come home to, is knowing that there is a rodent in my house. Mm-hmm. And wondering how it got in, because I don't leave food out. I'm a relatively clean, neat person, especially if you're going out of town. Make sure you take out all your garbage. You don't leave dishes in the sink. None of that, right?
They get in no matter what.
Well, somehow, and it must have been when I was bringing in groceries or something, he got in through a door that was left open.
Right.
And couldn't get out. And there were no droppings. There was no attempt to eat flour, bags of flour, or any, you know, there was no evidence that he had been there for a while. Heck, he probably got in when my ding-dong kid's running in and out of the apartment doing God knows what while I'm gone.
Probably.
Or the house. So anyway, I get home, and I'm thinking, all right, well, I don't want this thing running around the house. So I get a mouse trap, a standard issue, old school wooden mouse trap with the bar, the metal bar. Not a rat trap. A mouse trap.
Right.
Yeah. So it's about, you know, maybe 4 by 2 or 5 by 3 inches. It's not that big.
Did you put cheese in it?
I put a little bit of cheese and covered the cheese with peanut butter. That's what you do to catch mice and or ratas. And I set the trap by the refrigerator, right where Josh told me that he saw him come out. I'm like, all right, fine. So I set it, and I end up running some errands, come back, nothing happens, you know, I check it before I go to bed.
And by the way, don't you, when you walk in there to the kitchen, because I've done this before, don't you walk slowly because you're afraid of what you might encounter?
Yes. And you're kind of squinting?
Yes, you're like, oh!
And I don't like, man, those rats and mice freak me out.
Hate them.
They freak me out. Critters in general, I'm not a fan. So I end up going to bed, everything's fine, the trap's still empty. So I'm been sleeping for a while, and I'm in the middle of a dream, and I hear at 5:35 in the morning,
no,
snap,
oh, God.
Followed by,
oh no,
and I lay in bed. I'm like, oh my God. Something is trapped, and it's still alive. So I wait about a minute.
Is it flopping around?
Yes, it's flopping around, and I can't see it. I'm just like under the covers, just freaking out. So the flopping stops, and I get up, and I turn on a light that will kind of illuminate the area near there without it being a real bright light, so I have to look right at it.
Yeah.
And I see the image of, oh, it's a rat, dude.
Oh!
It's no little mouse, but it's not a big fat rat. It's like a baby or medium-sized rat, probably about the size of a good dill pickle.
Okay.
Tail about 8 inches long.
A definite rat.
Yeah. What had happened is rat went in to get food, and the trap came down and caught him by the skin on the side of his head and his ear. So the trap is attached to the rat. And the rat is laying there, and I'm thinking he's, looks like he's dead. But I'm thinking there's no way that that little trap did enough damage to kill this sucker, all right? So I get it close enough, and I take a picture of it. I don't know why. And I realize.
Take a picture of it?
And I realize.
At 5:30 in the morning?
Yeah. And I realize that his eye is looking at me, and he's breathing. So I freak, and I run to the living room, and what do I grab?
A book.
No.
A hoe.
A shoe.
Wrong on all three. Nope. I grab the Red Ryder Daisy BB
gun. No! What are you doing?
Because I don't want to get close enough to it. All
You're
right?
going to shoot.
So the Red Ryder Daisy BB gun is sitting up in your living room just ready to be grabbed at all times?
All times. All times.
Protection. That's his open carry.
Yeah, that's my open carry. I grab the Red Ryder, and I'm in the dining room, and I can see the rat with the trap stuck to his head in the entryway of the kitchen. So from a distance of, I would say, about 10 feet, I draw a bead on his body and pull the trigger, and it hits him, but it doesn't penetrate the skin. But what it does is it revives him. He comes back to life and starts running through the dining room, along the baseboard, behind the rowing machine, with trap just dangling from his
head. No way!
Yeah. And he ends up in the corner underneath my desk, trapped in the corner with a mouse trap stuck to his head, and he's squealing.
Oh, Danny!
So, at this point, I can't really see in there, in the corner of the, under the desk. So I go into the kitchen and I get
my... Boy, how awake are you from being...
Freaked out, dude. I'm shaking. I'm shaking. This was like, had to have been what it felt like when the landing craft doors opened on D-Day.
Clearly, yes, the same thing.
Yes. So I go, I'm freaking out talking about it right now. So I go into the kitchen and I get... These awesome little tactical flashlights. You familiar with those?
Yeah, of course.
They're really, really powerful, and you can zoom in.
Yeah.
So I get the tactical flashlight, adjust it, cupped to the barrel of the BB gun, and I zoom in on the rat. And there he is. So I cock the thing, fire, and it feels like it's misfiring, like nothing's coming out. And I do it again. And it just doesn't, because normally if you shoot at something, most of the time you're going to miss and it's
right,
going to ricochet.
You're going to hear something,
You're going to hear something. So I do this four times, and then I zoom in on the rat, and I realize, holy crap, not only did this thing not misfire, but I got four direct shots right into his neck, and there's blood everywhere.
Is he still alive?
No.
Oh, God.
The rat had been exterminated.
The rat was dead.
Yes. And I am jumping around and I'm in my underpants. Dude, I'm telling you, if someone had filmed me in that 5 minutes of it took by the time I woke up until the rat was dead, and then what I had to do to wind down after killing the rat, I'm telling you, it would be the most viral video on YouTube ever.
I love the fact that you revived him. Uh-huh. Shooting him. Okay, because I know the noises.
And meanwhile, by the time that I had filled him full of copper,
yeah,
it somehow, I guess I hit him enough to where the mouse trap, like, became detached from his head.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You really shot him.
Yeah, I messed him up pretty good. So then I got, you know, dishwashing gloves and got the rat out of there and threw him out into the street. And then sanitized the entire dining room, wherever he was, and cleaned up rat blood.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It took me, Corby, I didn't go back to sleep until, it was like 7:45.
Okay.
I could not sleep.
So, in my, in my dealings with the rodent or with the roach mm-hmm. or things like that, I know the way that I have become and the state that I'm in. And I will, if in fact, like, something... Like the time that I was in college and the flying roach flew up my shorts.
They're everywhere right now, too.
They're everywhere. And I literally, my friend said that I screamed like a girl and passed out. Like, ah!
Oh, hi. Ow!
Did you, when you revive the rat with the single shot and he's running around your baseboards dragging the trap, were you like going, oh my God?
Yeah. Yeah, I was freaking out. I actually took a shot at him on the move. Like, he was, like, running down the baseboard. I'm like, I got you, but it missed. I didn't lead him enough.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I would pay millions of dollars.
You can't understand how ridiculous this must have looked. Some middle-aged guy in sleep pants with a tiny little Red Ryder BB gun fighting a rat with a trap stuck to his head. I'm still breathing heavy thinking about it.
So
scary.
Awesome.
But there's no more terrifying wake up feeling. Like, you're out of the bunker than the
Did
slap
you know immediately
rat.
What it was?
Absolutely.
You did.
I sprung right up. I was like, "Oh my God, I know what that is." But then the
And you weren't going to go in there until that
Hell
stopped, were you?
No.
Yeah, cuz that thing, what if he would have dragged that thing in there and eyeballed you like I'm alive!
Are you scared of rats?
No, not really.
No?
They don't freak me out.
Heebies, man.
They're just so fast and...
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't dig them or anything.
And this wasn't
When I lived on Victor, one time I lived upstairs and I was loading gear in upstairs after a gig one night. And made several trips out to the car, and as I came in, I looked down at the... I was about to open the door, but I just, in my field of vision, saw a rat up on its hind legs there at the door, just doing this, you know. And I just kind of stood there. And, yeah, it was like that. I mean, he was looking at me, and I kind of stood there and looked at him, and...
Gave him the knowing nod, and brandished your piece, and moved on.
And... Then opened the door and he went scurry. Fortunately, he ran out around me and got out of the house.
But they don't want to be around you. They want away from you. I don't know why I'm thinking this thing is just going to jump and attack me with a trap stuck to his head.
Yeah.
However freaked out you are by them, they're freaked out of you more.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
But all those years in BB Gun Club paid off.
Boy, yes. You got four in the neck.
Did. Direct shots right to the neck.
That's pretty
good. I would have blown holes in the wall. I would have shot windows out. I would have blown my computer screen up. I would have missed a million times.
You must have been taking pretty careful aim.
Yeah, and the tactical flashlight helped too.
How about that? And you don't think you could have made it in the Army. You would have been fine, young man.
You know what? I think you're right.
You would have been just fine.
Yeah, Nob could have used you.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
I like the Daisy Red Ryder aspect of this thing the best.
In his sleep pants.
Mm-hmm.